cure.
KG4PFI.
You okay?
Yeah, I just got in the truck. I'm fixing to come that way.
Okay, see you when you get here. I'm going outside. KG4QLQ, clear.
Okay, talk to you when I get home. KG4PFI, clear.
AR, mold.
Alright, KG4PFI.
Sir, let me turn my radio down here. This is NZLTR. My name's Tom. Oh, it's a beautiful day out here. The air quality kind of stinks, but that's due to the humidity. But, all the crepe myrtles are out, and it's really a beautiful day. How's your day going?
Well, the doctor's office there, I had to have a procedure done, and I'm down in a hole over here now. I hope you can still hear me.
Yes, sir. I can hear you, and I just had a... Oh, something looked like a wart burned off of my head this morning, too. Still stings, matter of fact, and I didn't catch any.
That is, when you get older, all kind of crazy stuff starts happening to you. And I don't know how old you are, but I might be older than you.
I'm 72.
Yeah, well, I turn 80 in November.
Congratulations, that's great. Yeah, and the doctor called them lumps and bumps. I didn't get your name this morning, I'm sorry.
Name's Don. I'm a friend of Ray's, K4SUG, and I hadn't talked to him in quite a spell there. I've been kind of in and out of the hospital and having some problems, and in fact, I'm still having problems, but I guess I'll get that straightened out one day.
Roger. Well, I'm proud to say I'm friends with Ray, K4SUG. He's a wonderful man, very smart. He's getting up there in the age, too, and he's had some problems, but I haven't talked to him in quite a while. I send him emails now and then. I haven't been getting a lot of joy-type emails lately, mostly the crazy political stuff, which I don't even... I don't watch the news except for the weather anymore, Don.
Well, I guess if we had control over the weather, it'd be screwed up worse than it already is.
I'll never forget one time we had this guy, he was a painter, at our shop, and I'd worked there 32 years. And anyways, the machinist was telling him that the weather was caused by the weatherman and what was that kid's name? I can't remember right this minute. Mike. Mike was his first name. I won't mention his last name, but it was up in Pittsburgh, Kansas, so I don't know if anybody notices. But he wasn't the brightest star in the constellation, and Mike asked Galen, says, well, why is the weathermen responsible for it? Well, they keep moving that jet stream down, and that's where all the storms follow here in Kansas. And so he was telling everybody that in the machine shop that Don, and he bought it.
Out in the Air Force, we told the guy that there was a jackrabbit out in Texas where we were stationed at. I was stationed out in Abilene, Texas, and we told him it was a jackrabbit had horns on him called Jackalope. He believed that, too.
Well, I've seen them. Surely they didn't fool me. I've seen them hanging on the walls, Don.
Yeah. Some people will fall for anything.
Yeah, I've actually seen those. There's been a wreck. Or no, a Hummer got stopped. Oh, that'll be a high-end ticket. Just pulling up the way to Hampton here. Yeah, that, when I first was assigned to flight school in VS-41, of course I was green as a gourd, but I'd been through flight familiarization and that, and they sent me over to Aircraft Maintenance Division for a Guslot key. And I knew what they was doing because, well, like sending a guy out in the rain for a mail buoy on a ship. And so I just went over to the cafeteria there and played the geeduck machines, you know, and ate a little bit and then played the pinball machines. And right at the end of my day shift, I went back and she said, "Where you been?" I said, "Well, he sent me after a Guslock team." He says, "Where'd you go?" I said, "AMD." And he says, "Well, it took you that long?" I said, "No, no, they sent me to another place, and another guy sent me to another place." They got the rear ends chewed for it.
You know, when I first went into service, they sent me up to Chinookville, Illinois, to go through jet engine school. That's what I did in the Air Force. I was a jet engine mechanic. My goodness, man, I wish that thing wouldn't go off like that. Anyway, they told us never to volunteer for anything. So one morning, I couldn't get in my school because it had a waiting period. They told me not to volunteer, so I volunteered. They sent me over to the PX bagging groceries. The next week, when they wanted to get some volunteers, everybody in there held their hand up because they wanted to go to the PX and bag groceries and make tips. They sent them over to the hospital washing windows.
Bad move. This is N0LGR Mobile. Yeah, that's what they always told us. Don't volunteer for anything. That Guslock key, by the way, is real, but it's attached to the airplane. And when you park the aircraft, you pull that down. It keeps the ailerons and the flaps and that from getting banged around the rudder. I guess it locks them down and keep them from flapping around. But yeah, they'll do that to you at times. I volunteered once for the guy asked for volunteers, and if he was an E5 or above, and so I held my hand up. We was going through some paperwork and administrative stuff, and I had a waiting period, so they sent me over to the Marine Brig at Treasure Island to be a brig chaser. And I'll tell you what, you met some people there that made you feel like you're so thankful that you've never been in one of those marine brigs in your life.
I heard you and another fellow talking a while ago when I was going to the doctor about reloading and bullets and all that kind of stuff. I don't reload, but I like things that go bang.
Well, I'm from Kansas. You remember Dodge City and Gunsmoke? I think you can figure it out from there, Don.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I got a radar detector going off in my ear here. I don't know why, I didn't see nothing, but yeah, I went over to shooting range here not too long ago, and I was shooting a 9mm, and that guy in the next booth, he was shooting a 9mm. I pulled out a .44 Magnum that I've got, and I popped around off, and he stuck his head around there, and he said, "What in the world are you shooting?" He said, "That thing like to busted my eardrum," but he had on the ear protection. I told him, I said, "It's just a little old .44 Magnum."
Yeah, I shot a lot of those back home. My buddy, he had the Ruger Super Blackhawks, and then he had the Thompson Contenders, and oh, that was back in the 70s, and when I started reloading Don, and they just kicked like a mule. I didn't see. And then he bought one called a 30 caliber Herrick, and it had the knockdown power of a 44 Magnum at 100 yards. It was a Wildcat cartridge. You had to form the cases and all. Oh, my God, that thing needed wheels on it. It was a Thompson Contender with a either 10.5 or 14-inch barrel. Yeah, if you shoot cast lead bullets and you load them down to .44 spatial rounds, they're tolerable. But that's about the only way I'd do that.
Ruger Blackhawk shoots 30 caliber carbine shells.
Yeah, they need wheels. 30 caliber carbine is, 1700 foot a second, I guess. I'm not real up on that cartridge, but I'm going to pull into Wally World here and get some gas, Don. So I'm going to have to drop out. But boy, I'd love to talk to you more about that. This guy's in buying cigarettes, I think. I think I'll go over to another stall. This is NZLTR. 73, Don. Nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you, too. It's KG4PFI, and I'm just about at my destination, too. So have a good day. KG4PFI clear.